Welcome to the suburbs with Andy and Greg.
So last summer we were in Anna Maria Island celebrating my parents' 65th wedding anniversary. And the place we stayed at was kind of like a condo, had a semi-full kitchen. Typically when we're with my parents, it's a food orgy, just filling space between lunch and dinner every day. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you going to do now? Well, we got 2 hours to get ready for dinner, or got to hurry up and get ready for lunch. We had bought lunch meat and condiments and bread and eggs and a bunch of stuff like that. And when we were done, we had some leftovers.
Frozen eggs?
No eggs, just the condiments and meat and cheese.
Freezing the cheese. Okay.
I've learned you smile and nod when mom says something. You don't push back. What's the point?
Right.
Not the hill you want to die on. See, we gave her the stuff. This past January, we spent that whole month in Florida.
Do I understand where this is headed?
So we arrive. And they come over to see us and say hi and welcome us. And out comes the bag of frozen lunch meat, cheese, and condiments.
When you say condiments, like, could you define that for me? It's not like ketchup packets, is it?
It was mayonnaise and mustard.
Wow.
And ketchup. I don't remember if that was frozen or not, but the cheese and the lunch meat was. It'd been in the freezer for 6 months. After they leave, Jennifer immediately thump into the trash can.
Man, you know what would happen? If I'm the one throwing them away, then your mom would like have a tissue that she needed to throw into the trash can. She would lift the lid and see all of that stuff, and then I would get the look.
We thanked them for the leftovers and promptly disposed of the leftovers.
There are people that I know that use their Facebook page as kind of like a business Facebook page. And so they'll like ask, what's something that you're doing that you never thought you would have done before?
Putting this question out to her minions.
And so I put changing my mom's diaper.
Yikes.
Nobody below my post. And she wanted cutesy.
Not so cutesy.
It paints a picture.
I'm sure.
I was honestly answering.
Shouldn't have asked.
Changing my mom's diaper. I never thought I would have done that before.
Or showering her.
Yeah.
I'll have to throw that one in there too.
Yeah, that paints a different picture. But yes, that. Shower chair doesn't make it any better either. You're still showering your mom.
Whether she's standing or sitting.
That's right.
Either way.
It's easier because you're not trying to hold her up and balance her. The shower chair was great.
Oh, Greg, that's not my shoulder. So tell me, in your relationship, who's the person that always is losing something?
That would be Keely, hands down. No question.
You did not even have to think about that.
Yeah, Keely, 100%. Do you know where my keys are? Yeah, they're right next to mine. No, I never put my keys there. Well, they are. She had a copy of my 4Runner key. Mm-hmm. It's got everything in the key.
Right.
It's not a fob. And she lost it for a year and a half and was donating purses to Goodwill and found it in a zipped pocket in her purse. So,
got it.
Yeah. Had the purse, put the key in the zip pocket. Couldn't find the key. Is it in your purse? No, it's not in my purse. I looked. But I don't know her purse well enough. Unlike mom's, which we've covered in the podcast, it's not Montana.
Right.
Well, apparently Keely's is, because it took a year and a half to find the keys in the zipped pocket. Had I said, did you check the zipped pocket? I don't know anything about that purse.
She might have said yes.
She probably would have said yes. And then I'd have gone to it, unzipped it, and gone, this pocket, these keys? Which, oh, and then that's yeah. Just like, oof.
Those keys.
Eggshells.
Well, Jennifer has a nice pair of stud diamond earrings. She wears them almost every day religiously. And she reaches up and she goes, oh my God, my earring. It could be anywhere.
Sure.
Since she's been awake to that moment, it could be anywhere between here, walking the dog.
Ugh. Yeah.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
And so she's like, oh my God. She's using logic, saying, okay, I'm going to backtrack.
Did she walk backward too?
And she did not. Maybe she should have. She actually went over to our neighbor's house where she had been.
Did she look the entire way?
She was kind of, yeah. She goes in the garage and they flip the light on and there it is.
Glistening.
Light hit it and the neighbor says, oh, it's right there.
Wow. Meanwhile, the light is reflecting off of that diamond and burning a hole in their garage wall.
So the other night, she says, oh my God, Andy, thinking this could be anything.
Yeah, right.
No earring.
What?
Again.
Okay. The same pair?
Yes. This is like 10 o'clock at night. Where do you start? I guess Keely's purse.
That's where you start.
Using logic again, she went back to her dressing room, got on her hands and knees, and there it was on the floor. When she put it in, she'd missed the lobe, and it dropped on the ground. So she lost her cell phone walking the dog once, and she knew she was at the neighbor's house and fussing around with something. She goes, oh, I'm pretty sure it dropped out of my pocket here. And so I got her iPad and did find my phone, and there it was as she walked over the neighbor's yard. You know, I'm pinging it, and she's picking it up. Got it. She felt pretty confident she knew where it had dropped out of her purse or her bag. Where's my phone? We probably say that throughout the day more than we say I love you to each other.
My friend Steve, late 70s, very fit guy, and he talks about walking 5 miles a day. He's going to say 7. I can hear him in the back of my mind right now. 7! And so I said, what do you do when there's snow on the ground, you know, if it's an icy day or anything? And he said, oh, we've got a path in the house. I go, what? For 7 miles, you've got a path in the house. And he takes me through this. Like, they go through the walk-in closet. They go around. They go down the stairs. They go into this room where their water softener is. Back out. I'm like,
storage barn.
Yeah. This is a little bit like the mouse trying to find the cheese.
To me, it kind of sounds like the convicts in the prison yard.
Do I want to walk even 3 miles in the house on their little hamster trail? No, I don't. How about using the treadmill that you guys have in the garage? No, it's cold in the garage. No, I don't want to do that.
I've got clothes stacked on that.
Yeah. No, that would be our CEO.
Oh, you're talking about your sister again? Great. Many of the seniors walk the hallways of church.
Like zombies. Just wandering around waiting to eat somebody's head.
Looking for Jesus. Have you seen Jesus?
He's by my car keys. Yeah. Jennifer said he's laying in the yard, the neighbor's yard.
Use your Find My Jesus app. Ding! Got him.
That's my response to that billboard on the way up to Mom's house. Jesus is coming. Are you ready? Yeah, I downloaded the app. I know exactly where he's going to be.
He's on my phone right now. Ding, ding, ding. Years ago, I was supposed to go to San Francisco for a trade show, the AES convention.
AES?
Audio Engineering Society.
Ooh, fancy. High fidelity.
I had booked my airplane, my hotel, and my rental car. Okay. Very excited to go.
Apparently.
And I was talking to somebody on the phone. And I said, well, I'll see you next week.
Oh,
and he said, what no. for? I said, well, AES. He goes, that's in 2 weeks.
No.
I thought, oh, fuck. And this is probably in the 90s.
So everything was done by mail?
Yeah. And so I was able to change my airline flight. Car, no problem. But the hotel?
Booked.
The whole city was booked. So I ended up having to stay in Marin County over the Golden Gate Bridge. And you have to commute into the city each day. If I hadn't had that conversation with that guy, I would have landed.
You'd have had a vacation in San Francisco.
I had to explain that to the boss. So how was the convention?
Spent the whole thing at Fisherman's Wharf.
Tower Records. You know, they are trying to remake Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. It's a live-action movie.
I just see car chases when you say that. Like some guy shooting out of the window of the car. At
Snow
the car.
White and the Seven Dwarfs? That brings the memory of car chases?
No, live-action.
Oh. Okay.
A midget driving the car.
Can't say midget.
I know. It's little person. It's Joe and Mary. That's what it is. No, those are angry trolls.
So they're trying to figure out how to pull this off.
Live action? You mean like real people and not animation?
Yeah, not animated.
Okay.
All the Disney movies are being remade as live action.
Man, that's beautiful art.
But they think we need to see another iteration with a politically correct cast. Disney's been busy remaking all those movies one after another. So now they're at Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and they're at loggerheads with that one because of trying to work in the storyline of the little people.
Not to cut you off.
But you did.
I did. The guy that's in Elf.
That's where I'm going. Peter Dinklage.
Mm-hmm.
The little people community are all picketing Disney.
For asking them to be heightened.
And Peter Dinklage says, I'll play all 7 of those characters if you want me to. I'm an actor. I'm a little person. I need the work.
Call me what you will. I want to cash the check and have it not bounce.
Exactly.
That's Peter Dinklage right there. You know, it's still going to ding whether you turn it over.
What if I smash it with a hammer?
Tell Jennifer to go put it in the neighbor's yard.
Or in the bottom of the pool.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, hey, have you found your phone in the bottom of the pool?
No.
My mom has dropped her phone in the lake countless times.
With successfully recovering it or death by lake?
Death by lake.
Okay.
She successfully recovered it. No amount of dry rice in a Ziploc bag is going to bring that one back to life.
They claim that works, but I don't know. I've never had to try that.
The last time that she did it, at the pier, leaning over, looking at minnows, I don't know what she was doing.
Bloop.
Yeah.
Get rid of water skin.
Right out of the pocket.
The newer ones actually are waterproof.
So here's the thing that I saw. You activate the waterproof feature. It's like a toggle switch.
Got me on that one. I don't know how you make it more waterproof or less waterproof with a push of a
button.
With a button.
I know.
It's a plastic bag of rice. It appears out of nowhere.
I know. How is that working that makes that more waterproof with that button?
I know that the Apple Watches early on, they were calling them.
That's what it was. It was an Apple Watch. It wasn't the phone.
Once again, how do you make an inert item more or less waterproof?
I don't know, but I think the cancel culture wants you to change that word. It's not inert. That's hurtful.
Who did I hurt? The nerds?
Yes. So my mom saw this shirt that puzzled her till death. She never solved the riddle. The shirt was, be alert. That's what America needs is more alerts. It didn't matter how I tried to explain it to her. She could not grasp. It was just inert.
You should have done a PowerPoint presentation and outlined it letter by letter.
I tried to do that. I mean, it was all visual. I didn't sit down at the computer and say, okay, it's a play on words.
Oh, I love plays.
Right. Are they going to do Snow White? Snow White and the Seven Lerts.
So you had mentioned previous episode about Jewel singing jingles for milk.
Yes.
When we were in Florida recently for the Super Bowl, we were there with my family, my sisters, and their spouses.
Did you realize it was actually in Las Vegas by the time you got to Florida? Was that like
going to San Francisco?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, sugar. Well, I guess hanging out with my parents. There's no game here. There's a lot of hotel rooms.
The vacancies are off the charts.
Unbelievable. So we're at a restaurant at this new resort that they just built.
So you were in Venice. The reason I'm asking this whole question is Keely is on a girls' weekend down in Fort Myers.
You drove right by there. I didn't see her.
Oh, well, she's there now.
Oh, I see.
And a friend of mine has a condo in Fort Myers, and he told me about a resort that was just built that was Margaritaville. Is that the resort that you're talking about?
No, this is Sunseeker, owned by Allegiant Airlines, overlooking the Peace River.
Okay, there are three things that I had no idea about in the Fort Myers area. First of all, Sunseeker sounds like a community of over 55. Am I right?
Yeah, it's not plural. It's Sunseeker.
Sunseeker.
Yeah, right.
Right. Okay. Because the spouse died, and so they're with the insurance money.
With the son.
Yeah.
Hey, where's my son? Try Sunseeker.
It's by the Forerunner Keys. It's in Keely's zipper pocket in her purse. Over 55 community, I'm guessing. Didn't know there was a Peace River in the United States. Like peace, love, and goodwill.
It's actually Punta Gorda is where it is, which is
very close to hooker. I can't hear the word hooker without just being in seventh grade. Punta Gorda, I just picture. I think we had this conversation when you were in Mexico.
Punta, there are a lot of puntas there.
Again, the seventh grader comes out.
I think it means fat tip.
Does it?
I think.
See, that wouldn't work with cancel culture.
And so we were having lunch there.
Mm-hmm, so on a cloudy day.
It was a sunny day. And so we're going around the table and ordering drinks. And my mom and dad had their house Chardonnay and house Cabernet. And I had a beer and Jennifer had a glass of wine. And then my sister and her husband had a Dr. Pepper. And my other sister orders milk.
Milk at a restaurant.
So the drinks all come. And my sister takes one sip of this milk. And you look at the glass and it's just got like this film on the side.
Oh.
And she goes, this milk is bad.
With that inflection. You said, yeah, I can smell it from here. You ordered the cottage cheese.
It looked like that on the side of the glass. And so the waitress comes over. That milk is bad.
Do you have a beef with your sister?
No.
Okay. Just check.
And so they come back and they say, well, the truth is we didn't have any milk here. So we ran over to another bar and got some milk from there. And we just don't get those requests very often, except by toddlers. Can we get you something else? No, water is fine.
Oh, so
she ended up getting a free dessert out of the deal.
Okay. Hopefully not milk-based.
No.
Okay. It's like when you and I went to the restaurant with our spouses and I ordered coffee and they're like, we're out. I'm like, what? How many people can you serve in this restaurant? I mean, like 200. 200 people, nobody asked for coffee.
What are you, nuts? That's a strange request. I was at dinner with our boss back in the 90s, Jeff, at an Italian restaurant. He ordered some Sambuca Duca, some fancy after-dinner drink of sorts. So he orders his whatever, whatever. Finally, the guy comes back and bloop, 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 pours it out. I turn around and look, and the guy's like wadding up a bag and throwing it away. They went to a liquor store and bought the bottle of whatever.
The girls were telling me that Taylor Swift has 10 houses. That was the topic of Super Bowl.
We were watching the game. We had lost count after 30 shots of Taylor Swift.
You could tell when she got there, because there was nothing for a long time.
We started counting. We finally, after 30.
It was a drinking game?
It could have been. If it would have been, would have been out before at halftime.
Right. Drooling on yourself next to the forerunner keys.
The game went into overtime,
yeah.
So it was extra innings, so to speak. So we're all sitting there watching the game. Jennifer and I were both gleefully happy to see Kansas City winning. The rest of the family a little down the dumps because they were all wanting San Francisco to win. Jennifer and I are high-fiving, and my one sister's hanging her head as if she's been convicted of murder.
Are you wearing logo wear?
We were.
Okay.
Jennifer and I were, yeah. Yes.
Anybody else?
One sister wore a Chargers shirt because her son works for the Chargers.
Okay. She was just bragging about her son. It had nothing to do with the game.
So the game is over, erupting in adulation that they win. My dad stands up, reaches up, and shuts the TV off.
Just done. Going to bed.
0-0 on the clock. Like everybody. Out.
Wow.
Jennifer and I, we would have liked to have seen all the
interviews.
So we like, okay, bye. So we ran to our room. We scooped up all of our stuff and left. Couldn't have been a nanosecond after the game was over.
Not even a kiss on the cheek.
Nothing.
Just like, we're out.
Boom. We were over at Heather's house for dinner. They had bought this Pinot Grigio that was blue. Somebody was raving to them at the store about this blue wine.
So the bottle was blue or the wine was blue?
Both.
Okay.
It's like $35. It wasn't cheap. So out it comes, very attractive bottle, and pouring in glasses of wine for all of us. And Jennifer has a very discerning palate. So she takes a first sip and it's like, whew, it's brutal. What is this? And so we all have like a little sip and then immediately glug, 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 glug.
Wow.
Down the drain. It's horrible. Fast forward a month or so later, we're at our next door neighbor's house. They too are somewhat wine connoisseurs, and out comes this
blue bottle.
Blue bottle comes out.
Oh, it's that bathtub gin.
Certainly couldn't be the same horrible blue wine as Heather had. So they uncork this thing and start pouring it, and they too have more of a discerning palate than I. And so, you know, again, the first sips, and everyone's making this funny face, and then again, glug, 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 glug. Down the drain. This is horrible. We said, well, Heather also had some blue wine. So note to our listeners, stay away from the blue wine. Just like they were told at Woodstock, stay away from the brown acid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stay away from the blue wine.
And it wasn't like windshield washer fluid.
It might have been. Or Windex. Now with some liquid morphine in there.
Yeah, right.
Now you might have had something. I'm not much of a wine guy. I'm a red wine guy, not a blue wine guy.
No. Uh-uh.
Who is?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. There was a guy when I was just starting out as an opening act doing stand-up. One of the Texas outlaw comics, Andy Huggins, was headlining at Crackers. Dave Dugan was featuring.
Love that guy.
Oh, so funny. Andy Huggins also hilarious. Texas outlaw guys all loved Jack Daniels.
I'm sure.
Loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And so he would drink his. It was straight Jack Daniels, but he would take it up on stage in a coffee mug.
Sipping.
He was lit by the time that the last show was over on Saturday night. Dave Dugan, his wife, me, Andy Huggins go to Fridays. All of a sudden, Dave looks down at his wife and he goes, honey, I don't know how to tell you this, but that's not my hand. You're holding. It was Andy Huggins' hand.
So, is he smiling?
He was smiling. She like, bah! Like jumps back. And when she jumps back, Andy spills his coffee all over his pants. So then fast forward to the next day, I pick him up from the hotel to go to the show, and he goes, "Young Gregory, I don't know what happened last night, but I woke up smelling like I'd f*** Mrs. Olson."
Hi, this is Andy. If you enjoyed listening to our podcast, please be sure to subscribe and share. Remember, laughter is contagious. Help us spread it by telling a friend.